Explosive Tech Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. If you notice, something is a little bit different here. We told you there's a rotation happening. After the 100th episode, we were going to kick Drew out of this show, and we succeeded.
We don't have to worry about him for the next 100 episodes.
Actually, it just so happens to be that Mr. Answeeney here is still in California, and this was a last-minute thing. Let's just do it live. So here we are.
Made a long drive for you guys, so you better appreciate this live show. And for all you audio listeners who are listening post the fact, welcome. Glad to have you. And wow, Randy, this Nick. Is so weird, just having the two of us. That means that one of us is going to have to take the lead here, because Drew is
I volunteer as tribute!
Okay. Randy is now the tribute.
So, first, let's recap really quickly.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the stream that we did last week with the 100 episodes.
I know. Can you believe that?
And this is
crazy.
We always knew this day was going to come, that Drew wouldn't be able to participate. And he says, I guess you guys can do it. And people are like, Talosive Tech Podcast without Talosive. Talosive is the brand, not the person.
This is true.
So anyway,
it means
so,
we are all Talosive. Everyone watching this is part of Talosive.
This podcast
so
is post-Drew, just like Apple post-Phil.
Can you believe that? When you saw that headline, what was your first impression of seeing that Phil Schiller is no longer going to be a senior vice president of marketing, global marketing at Apple?
I didn't believe it.
You didn't believe it?
I didn't believe it.
Okay. No. I believed it the first second I saw it, but my heart broke, just like it broke when I saw Johnny was leaving.
No, I was more affected by Johnny. When Johnny was leaving, it was more of a definitely.
Honestly, I like Phil probably more than I like Johnny as far as
really
presentation and being on stage. Because Johnny was never really on stage. What was he on stage for?
Johnny
the 2000?
He was the
best
voice.
In videos. Johnny is best in
when
videos.
When you look at something, you really wanted to focus on it. Whereas
exactly.
Like, Mr.
But
Courage
Phil,
himself is stepping down.
Mr. Courage had the courage to step down and become an Apple Fellow. Like, there are only, what, 8 Apple Fellows in the entire world right now? How do I become an Apple Fellow?
Is Johnny one of them?
No. Johnny is not. Not 100% sure on that. Like, 98% sure.
Wozniak is one. Is Scott Forstall?
No, Scott is not a fellow.
So it's safe to say if they didn't get fired.
Yeah,
then,
I'll have to look at that list of who's a fellow or not. But, like, you get a lot of fun perks. All right.
So really quickly, I just want to address something for our live audience right now. Questions will come at the end again. So for our listeners of the podcast, if you didn't make it, I'm sorry. This is, we're improvident. So in that sense that if you want to ask your questions, there is a phone number in the description.
Not anymore.
Never mind.
I got tired of paying $5 a month for it. So
there is a handle that you could tweet at if you want to have
that
questions.
That is true. You can also tweet a video. And, maybe at some point if people start tweeting us little video questions.
That's true.
Maybe I could integrate that in. I hadn't even thought about that until right now. And honestly, it's
he's
a lot
the
of
editor.
Work. And so
look how
we'll
creative
see.
We're going to be without Drew.
I know. The next 100 episodes without
how
Drew are going to be so great.
So how is Apple going to be creative without Phil? So here's the thing. A genuine question. I know marketing was his thing, but what is Apple losing with Phil stepping down?
Probably not much. As he's gotten more deep into his career and, more, when you get higher, you get less involved in each individual minutiae. I think Johnny was a big exception to that. Like, Johnny would obsess over how many little, ticks there are on the digital crown or whatever. But I don't think Phil had that same kind of involvement in Apple. So I kind of think that they've been getting ready for this because obviously he wants to retire, right? Like, at some point,
yeah.
Same with Angela Arendt, same with Johnny. Like, at some point, you've made enough of an impact in the world that you're ready just to sit back and enjoy it and enjoy what you've made.
I kind of feel like, and I remember us talking about it on the show. Drew, what do you think about this? Good input. Okay,
all right.
So thank you, Drew. I remember us talking before that Johnny. He's the face of design. He was always the face of design. But the thing is, he had a team. He has a team. There
yes.
is a design team.
Yes.
Same thing with marketing and Phil and all that. And same thing. Shoot, I would say same thing with Tim Cook. When that
yep.
dreadful day comes and we have a post-Tim Apple.
Good evening.
Hello.
I am leaving. Good evening.
So in a corporate rank structure, you do see that, COO normally takes the shoes of the CEO.
Normally.
And who's our CEO? Not our, but who's the Apple COO?
Right now? Yeah. Jeff Williams.
Has he ever been on stage?
Yes, he has. He introduced the Series 5 and Series 4 Apple Watches.
I know who you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like mini Tim.
Do you...
Like, Tim has a lot of stage presence and gravitas. Like Tim,
good morning.
Tim gets on stage and he owns that. Like, it is his clicker. It is his stage. But Jeff gets up there and he's like, has the same like kind of mannerisms and style as Tim, but he's a little less like boom. So I'm excited for Jeff at some point, but Tim is doing a good job, and I really hate to see him leave at some point. I mean, This isn't news. This is just, you know, speculation.
No, you know what's going to break my heart? Craig.
Craig. Oh, Air Force One. Actually, that is going to be the
marketing
one
exec- team. I'm gonna cry. I'm going to be broken. I was sad when Johnny stepped down, but it was inevitable. Craig is
inevitable. I am inevitable.
I have no idea how that sounds, by the way.
Probably sounds really bad because we haven't tuned our audio for ASMR. That is the next show, the Talos of Food live stream podcast.
When Craig steps down, though, what I'm lamenting in is the presentations. Mm-hmm. I remember the era of Steve Jobs presentations where he was leading everything. He's like, well, and then he would bring very
here's the little voice crack.
Sometimes, well, do you guys want to see these demos or not? I got some really great demos, but you got to turn off those MiFis, right? And then we have Tim.
Self-police each other. Let's turn the house lights on.
Yeah, when he got older, though, like, he was definitely weaker in the throat, for sure. Yeah. And I remember – I'm thinking, like, early 2000s when he was just full of energy. And there's a whole YouTube channel dedicated to Steve Jobs just – all his moments, his best moments of everything. Yeah. And there's one I remember, all his most angry moments. And there's one where he like threw the camera. It's like, well, it's not working.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like that, he was. Gosh.
I remember one of the first 2 years of the WWDC episodes or keynotes that they did after Steve Jobs, where everyone was having fun. Present. Ooh, here's the like Eddie Q was still on stage at this point doing his thing.
Yeah,
it's just a different environment. And yeah, this was one big wraparound about just how this is a new environment without Drew. What do you think about that, Drew? Good.
Wow. Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you, Drew.
So Phil is not completely going to be gone, though. Like,
no.
It says he's still going to be running events. And what was the other thing? Events. And there were two things that he was still going to be involved with going forward.
I'm hoping the ARM Mac will be one of them.
I don't think Phil was ever involved in the nitty gritty details. I think
I'm talking about presentations.
Oh, releases. Okay. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's the one who introduces hardware.
The products themselves aren't going to change. Yeah.
He's not going to introduce a new iPhone.
I hope he does. Well, he didn't. It was all Air Force One. I mean, Air Force One is normally more prevalent in dub.
No, Air Force One is software.
Yeah.
Phil did the hardware.
True. Ugh.
Can't innovate my butt. That was good times.
Mm-hmm.
Good times, but.
Man.
I don't know.
We should
have
prepared a highlight reel for Phil's best
in
moments
the
here.
Arms of, like, you know, when you see the puppy commercials, you just see everything's grayed out with Phil with his mullet back when he had it. Can't innovate my butt. But, but life goes on.
Yeah. And Apple is still Apple, just like Talosiv is still Talosiv.
And one way to highlight it is this week we got new iMacs. Or we got new iMac configs.
We did. And as you can tell, Randy has the brand new iMac. It looks so beautiful.
Hey, what is up, guys? Randy here. And this is the 2020 iMac 27-inch. I've been using it for about 2 weeks now.
Do you have some thoughts?
I got some thoughts about this.
Okay.
It behaves a lot like a 2015. Because it is.
The slow hard drive and the pixelated display. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was pretty surprised when I saw that. I'm not going to lie. I was working, I believe, and like I hopped on Twitter and like that was my entire timeline was like 27-inch iMac, and I was like,
how
really?
Do you feel about the fact that it looks like they're facing out the iMac Pro? And they put the laminate display, the matte display that was on
the XDR
Pro
and the nano texture. And it's only $500.
Nick, you're the only one with me who's seen this thing in person.
I know.
On the show. Drew has yet to see it. So
what do you think about that, Drew?
What do you think about that, Drew? Okay,
oh, wow.
So
yeah.
I'm
and if anyone's wondering what's happening, I think we're having some audio issues with Drew's microphone.
We'll fix it in post.
We will fix it. But yeah, we did see an actual Pro Display XDR.
We actually seen the Pro Display, and we actually saw the one that they had the
It was the gloss. It was the gloss. Because I still want to see the matte one. Because the matte, I am all into matte everything. I saw a, this is getting a little bit into car territory, but on my way down here this morning, I saw an SUV that was all blacked out. They had like, you know, Marquez is always talking about that matte black paint that just like turns everything into like a vortex of nothingness.
Sure.
They painted their entire car with that stuff. And it looked so crisp. And I've completely lost my train of thought. Why was I talking about cars? I do this a lot, folks. It's not Alzheimer's.
Don't worry. I am the new Drew, and I will drive this bus.
I love how the entire chat's like, where's Drew? Why is Drew not here?
Is the chat doing that right now?
I don't know.
Drew's not here.
Seen a couple people.
Hello, I am Randy. Mm-hmm. And this is my colleague, Nicholas. And there is no Drew. There was never no Drew. There is no spoon. All right, so where we were getting at with the mat though is that the fact that one, it looks like they're phasing out the iMac Pro. Two, they're bringing the XDR Pro display features to the iMac.
Yes, Matt. Yeah.
My question to you, and then I'll let you run off to it. But I know you don't have an iMac, and I don't think you've ever had an iMac. Does this sway you? And I'm and not for this one because of the Osborne effect. Don't worry, Drew. I got you, buddy. We're gonna talk about the Osborne effect still, even though he's not here.
Yep.
The legacy lives on. But so, not the iMac we have today, but the iMac that we will inevitably get with the ARM and everything in house. And if this is what they're doing it to it now, I don't think they're gonna take those features away. With that being the case, my question for you, sir, is. Over a MacBook or a MacBook Pro or something that's a little bit more portable and less professional or powerhouse, does this make you feel a certain way about like maybe I want one.
Okay.
And I didn't think I was going to get another iMac. And
I don't Intel iMac or?
I don't want the Intel iMac, but okay. I want what they're doing to the iMac, and I think I might actually want to stick with the iMac now. Hmm. Does that make you feel?
No, I don't. I've always been a fan of laptops and portables. Just this week, I'm working from my 13-inch MacBook Pro. You know, I have it plugged into my iPad for the extra display and stuff. And I was like, why am I sitting in this dungy desk when I'm in Southern California, the most beautiful part of the country?
Well, that's why.
So I went out to the back porch, and I worked all afternoon just outside. And it was so nice, and it's just very convenient to just have it. All my work was just right there, okay? Yeah, it was one screen, so I had to do some window switching. But it's just all right there, and I love the portable aspect of it. Now, the iMac has its own functional purpose. But for me, I've always been a fan of the hub and dock method. I had a 12-inch MacBook, the first device with USB-C that Apple made, and I had a 4K dock, hooked it up to my monitor, and I had keyboards and everything. I love that, just the ability to be able to take out the plug, take all of your work, all of your power with you, and bring it back. So, to answer your question, Randy, what I'm most excited for is an iPad Pro that will support the Pro Display XDR. Because that would be an ideal work setup. Working mainly off my mouse keyboard from the iPad, but looking at the main, you know, have two monitors. And then whenever I want to leave, just unplug it and take the iPad with me. And since it's all Thunderbolt 5 at that point, you know, power and video delivery all in one cable.
So the fact that you don't live in California,
mm-hmm.
you're right about the idea that like sometimes I just want to go outside.
Yeah.
Or we want to go to Lake Murray or something, and I can just take in the views and all that
or
stuff.
Or go on a trip. Yeah.
All right. And hence why you're able to – you here now is because you're able to take your laptop. So the 95% of the time though when you're home, you don't feel the need – like you won't go outside –
I've done it on occasion after a particularly long day, and there's some like admin work that I got to do at the end of the day for 45 minutes to an hour.
Humor me.
Like, okay.
What will it take to get you get an iMac? As he thinks, I ponder on this. What would it take for me to step away from an iMac? And I would.
Honestly, it's I'm not into desktops in general. So
is it because you feel like you're locked down?
Cause I like Drew, right? When Drew was here last week, we were like in the texting chat before, like, okay, whose Mac are we going to stream from? And Drew didn't bring his iMac Pro for obvious reasons. That thing's worth more than my car and Drew's car combined. And you know, there's no good way to move.
I don't know what that's like.
I know you don't. Oh, you can get a Mac Pro and then you would know. But
sure, you're right. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Yep. That's then I'd be like, oof.
Yeah. but that has wheels, so it's more portable. But it's so planted. And for people who like working in one desk and doing all their work in one spot, which honestly I do about 90% of the time, it makes a lot of sense because you get a lot of power per dollar out of a desktop. But I've never been one who maxes out my computer usage. I mean, I do intensive spreadsheets and stuff, but it's a difference.
And you also have boot camp on where you're running Windows as well.
Windows 10. That's what I do. So,
okay.
The amount of processing time on those spreadsheets, though, is fairly irrelevant. You know, if I was on a gaming PC, it would take, you know, maybe 15 seconds to calculate my complicated spreadsheets. But when on my Mac, it's 30 seconds. So, you know, it's like, I'd rather have the portability.
I get that. I respect that. And this is the first desktop that I've ever had. And it's the only one I've ever...
But as a display, I love, not the current design, but like I would love a Pro Display XDR type, you know, iMac, just dumb display. So.
It's crazy. Here's the thing. I never thought I needed a size like this. 27 inches is like... 27 inches is pretty big. Go ahead, censor that one. By the way, the chat is saying that like, oh, Drew's been kidnapped or he's gone. Tim Cook's got him.
No, he's just standing so still, he's become invisible.
Yeah, your peripherals actually start to just dismiss data that it's considered useless the moment it doesn't your body doesn't feel it's a threat. So Drew's actually in this room right now, and you just don't see it.
We've been referring to him here, but he's actually sitting.
He's sitting right there. What's up, buddy? What's that? No, yeah. No, you're the talent. I'm not the talent. What? No, you're the good look. I'm the good look. All right. Okay. He says I'm the guy. Who am I to tell Drew if he's wrong?
I don't know.
So, but okay. So this is the first iMac I've ever got. And I plan on running it to the ground still. It's dated because we can't update the specs in a 2-in-1.
Yeah.
And that's what makes me kind of want to stray away from investing so much money into something that I cannot – that's not really that modular, except for RAM. I could do the RAM still, and I think you could do that even now on the 2020.
Possibly. I don't know.
I remember seeing it. It has a little pack, so you can upgrade RAM. But I put a lot of money into something that, like, as we've talked about offline and it's been alluded in the show, that sometimes I just it hinders my work performance. Hmm. And if I had a MacBook – it might be a little bit different.
Sorry. Are you
okay? Go ahead now.
All right.
We're
used to like a 2-second FaceTime delay here. So
that's true.
This is weird still.
The frame rate here is amazing. The frame rate
is amazing.
Is
so,
the stream 60 frames?
I don't think so.
It is.
Oh, it is?
720, 60 frames.
Well, congratulations, guys. You're viewing this in buttery internet.
With no drop frames. Go ahead.
Good job. Little iMac from 2015.
Little iMac.
When you buy a laptop, you're not getting the best specs, and you're paying about the same price, in my opinion. For, you know, a nice MacBook Pro, you're going to pay about $2,000. For a nice iMac, you're going to pay about $2,000.
Sure.
They're about the same. The specs on the MacBook Pro are going to be slightly worse, but you get the portability.
Yeah.
That also means when it's – you upgrade your – like, this is 5 years old, right?
Yeah.
Like, and it's works fine. Zero drop frames, right? It's only some edge cases in Logic and some Final Cut things that you're kind of bumping up against that. And I know storage is probably the bigger issue.
That is the biggest issue.
Yeah.
If I had a terabyte, if I double it, because I have a 500 gig, if I had a terabyte or 2 terabyte, I'm still set. It's good. It has a dedicated graphics card. It has everything that it needs. It's just I can't update the storage.
And there's, like, less justification to update a desktop.
Sure,
And that's, I think, a small reason why I like the laptops, because they get refreshed a little bit more frequently, and, you know, you can spruce things up or, you know, change the color. Like, what was that? Literally 2 years ago, I was using a 15-inch MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
And I'm on a 13-inch MacBook Pro, and before that, I was on a 12-inch MacBook. And
yeah, the refresh is a little bit more consistent. 13-inch
MacBook Air, yeah, been all over the place.
I'm borderline sold just for that. There's a 1080p
webcam. I know that was the first thing I saw. I was like, oh, wow, Apple got tired of doing all their Zoom meetings at 480.
But you know what makes me mad is that means that this could have done it the whole time, Apple Inc. The whole, because I used to think maybe it's too thin for whatever. Come on now,
look how chunky that is on the back.
If these things can do 4K and it's thinner.
I'm telling you, all they had to do, and I'm sure this is exactly what they did, they told the iPhone camera team, hey, if you stick the iPhone's front-facing camera from 2 years ago into the iMac, we'll give you guys a long weekend. And that's literally what they did. And that's why we have a 1080p iMac.
So let me ask you a question about leadership change at Apple.
Okay.
Okay. Phil stepping down, natural.
Okay.
Everybody's human.
Yeah.
Where do you think, or when do you think, we would see the change in the product output line, specifically simplifying the names, the different models and variants and stuff like that? Do you think that lies with hardware? Is it name? Because Phil, marketing means he's in charge of the names. Sure. Okay. Preface by saying that everything has to get approved by Tim Cook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But marketing tells me you come up with the names. And the hardware is the hardware.
Yeah.
The software is the software.
Yeah.
But marketing is the names.
Agreed.
I don't know if this is him stepping down and getting new blood into the leadership is the change that we're expecting. Because we still have – you know, we still have iPods.
We do. One iPod Touch.
We still have an iPod.
That poor thing.
So there's just the accessory lines. Just there's certain things. Where do you think the change happens? Or do you think it starts at the top with the CEO and then implementing? Because this would have never – I don't think it would have worked with
Steve Jobs.
It's
a whole strategy.
Okay.
A whole marketing strategy. It's not one person, obviously. But Phil does have a lot of weight in that department as the Senior Vice President of Global Marketing. Their whole MO is to make the medium line feel premium,
okay,
and the expensive one feel extra premium. Slash, you know, only bougie people get it. So,
the wheels, $700 wheels.
Yeah, well, I'm not even mean that pro, but yes, definitely $700.
That's
wheels.
Just the
I'm
tax,
talking about the iPhone,
Apple tax.
Really. Yeah, like the iPhone 11 feels like the iPhone 11, right? Like, ooh, I got the iPhone 11. That's a good one to get, right? Like, that's the marketing name, iPhone 11. If you want to go cheap, you get the iPhone SE, which feels cheaper because that's the brand that they've built around the SE. But if you want to get the better, bestest phone, 11 Pro Max, which is just, you know, sounds extra bougie because they add all of these little descriptors after it. And I don't think that they're going to really change up that strategy much now that Phil's gone. I think that would require a change in Tim's leadership or just the general direction of the company, because right now they are pursuing the lower, the kind of medium market phones, unlike Samsung, which recently released a $1,000 plastic-backed Note 20. What did you think about that? Note 20? Did you see that?
I did see it. Oh, no, I didn't watch the keynote, but I watched the YouTubers comment on it. And I would say that it's expected.
Okay.
They don't – I mean, the sense I've always took when it comes to, like, the Galaxy phone, the Pixel phone, the OnePlus phone, all the – they're all chasing Apple.
Mm-hmm.
They'll compromise what they need to compromise, but I don't think they have a unified vision. Sometimes I would say Apple in small parts doesn't even have a unified vision. But yep. Collectively, it's moving the ball, you know, forward.
Okay.
But I'm saying that, like, the S20, that should be like $700.
Yeah.
And
totally.
That is not a $1,000 phone. It's
plastic.
But then when you look at the 20 Ultra, right? Ultra?
Oh, S20. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the Note 20.
Yes. 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 Yes.
The Note 20? The ones that just came out?
Yeah. They got the names messed up. That's what I meant. The ones that just came out.
See, it's so funny that all the companies back at the beginning of 2020, like, oh, we're going to capitalize on this cool year. We're going to call it 2020. They skipped a bunch of digits to go to the S20. 2020 has turned out to be the worst year yet. Coincidence? I think not.
Conspiracy?
Yeah. Thank you. That's
so,
the tune I was looking for.
I got you. So S... Or the Note 20, is it Pro Ultra? Is that the anyway? You guys know what I'm talking about—the real one with the really thick square eraser looking bump on the back.
I think they both do, right?
Yeah, but no, but the higher end model, the $1,300 or $1,400 one, that one's chunk. I'll say it one more time for the people in the back. Chunk. It's extremely like.
Okay. Know. Yeah. Yeah.
People are compromising. People are okay. So this is something I think I don't know if people would agree with me or not, but I'm a fan of design first,
mm-hmm.
because The phone market is saturated. You know what I mean? The phone market as a whole, what are we going to do? You're going to increase frame rate. You're going to give even less bezel somehow. In the iOS world, in the Apple ecosystem, even iOS 14 now lets you have in-app settings for the camera and stuff like that. I have everything that I need. We got PIP. We have everything.
We have PIP, totally.
I mean, that's dark amazing. Mode, PIP.
YouTube, get on that.
OLED. My
point is storage.
But my point is that, like, what are we? There's really not much to change. Now they're going to go into foldables, allegedly. But to my point is that I'm a sucker for design. Yep. My favorite phone ever was the iPhone 5, slate black. Then that went away, and then my second favorite phone for the longest time, to this day, was the 5. No, the iPhone SE first gen, rose gold. Something about that color I love.
The pink one?
Huh?
The pink one?
I like that pink on the white. Yeah, there's something about
it. Did look nice.
Nice.
And that was also a device that you could get in a 16 gigabyte capacity and record 4K at 60.
So 2 minutes.
Literally.
And then,
it was a 4K at 30. It was 4K at 30.
Midnight green? So what's it called?
Midnight green, yep.
Midnight green, right? So.
Or blue. No, green.
No, this one's green. Yes. So I love this one for the color because everybody knows my scheme, right? Even though we're very galaxy looking colors here, but and it's a nice phone too. I'm a sucker.
Oh, this is actually Drew's phone. Oh, I'm sorry, Drew. There you go. Sorry,
wrong phone. There you go, buddy.
Ah, sorry about that.
But for the sake of continuity, what do you think about that, Drew?
Okay.
So now I'm not gonna get tired of doing that.
I know. This is so fun. I don't know if he's gonna watch this.
he says he wants to watch it as a fan, just like my boy Scott, who loves Midnight Green. I see you, buddy. But my point is that, like, I am a sucker for aesthetics. Mm-hmm. Always have been.
Yeah.
To the point where it's like I didn't really like the iPhone 10. I don't like the iPhone 7. I never liked the iPhone 6. That I didn't like it.
iPhone 10 was probably still my favorite device.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
here's my problem. Bump. I know, but when you can stand it on the you see that? I almost dropped it. One more time. Woo! Okay, what up?
Okay, folks, this is video proof that I am not the only one who destroys my phone. Did you get that, Drew? Are you writing this down? Randy is the one.
Did it crack?
Yeah,
it's caseless.
It cracked
too.
And
it's caseless. But my point is that I'm a sucker for aesthetics. Yeah. I don't like the camera bump. I hate the camera bump. So that's why iPhone 5 was my favorite. Been my favorite up until whenever we get rid of the bump.
Would you rather have no camera bump and a worse camera or no?
I don't think it's binary.
Bump? Well, no, it's not binary, but obviously they've needed that much extra space for the camera.
Then let's increase it a little bit more. And
they're only getting thinner from here, right? This year's phone is supposed to be much thinner.
The idea of having needed a bump has always bugged me because you were able to just put iPhone 5 for both of them down, and iPhone SE first gen down, clean, and it was just, I don't know, it's pretty. I'm a sucker for. I'm a marketing sucker. You make it look good.
Totally. This is the only reason why I have this watch, and actually with this watch band right now, is because of that leaked Series 4 picture. This is the very watch and watch
Nick
band.
Has been
I
trying
was such a sucker.
To get. Hold on.
I
get
have
this.
Been trying to pawn that off for over a year now.
Just before we started, he was like, "Hey," he told my wife, "Do you want this?" He was basically at this point, he wasn't even trying to sell it. He just wants to get rid of it. And the thing is, I like this, but I'm not as much as you do. I wouldn't pay. This is clean. It feels. But however, that was a different Nick who bought that. That was the bougie Nick.
This is bougie Nick.
Nick is now trying to be more minimal and all that stuff.
Clean and white and colors and.
I want a simplified. I'm old school in the sense that, like, what Steve Jobs did right was aesthetics first.
Yes.
And he simplified everything. Yes. And I'm a bit of a, you know, I get why we needed to diversify. The stock has never been healthier. Apple has never been more successful. Everybody's copying Apple.
Yes.
And that's all Tim Cook and his team.
Good
AirPods.
Job,
Tim. AirPods is one of the most successful ever.
What would we
Apple
do without
Watch.
AirPods, folks?
Apple Watch is one of the most successful other accessories ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I want a good-looking phone, you know? Because the software was what was holding it back.
Do you think they've over diversified and they're not putting enough focus into one device? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think if they went back to a black and white of one model with three capacities,
no.
It would get better?
No. I think just, we're moving into four now, right?
For what?
new phones?
Yes,
just
four new phones this year.
Just in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Plus iPhone
plus
SE.
Plus SE, which was five phones in 1 year.
Plus whatever they keep around in the lineup, mm-hmm. whether it's 10R or they keep 11.
What will they keep? That's a different discussion.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let's approach that in
I like where you're going.
Yeah, give me a second. We'll approach that. My suggestion.
Okay.
A Pro phone, a regular phone, the consumer-friendly cheap phone. And I don't mean cheap by product. I mean cheap as an SE 11, 11 Pro. The variances of the size, I get it. But I'm with Steve in the sense like, nope, one size. Meet me in the middle. You don't get the 5.4 or the 6.1. You get the – or no, 6.1 was the iPhone. 6.5. Whatever the 10R was in the middle, you get that.
Okay.
Which is the iPhone 11 now.
Yep.
Right? So you get that one. If you want the Pro, you get the Pro, but the Pro is going to be the Pro Max.
Yep.
But we're going to call it Pro. And if you want a smaller one, and it's going against my ethos that I like smaller phones.
So are you applying for the Senior Vice President of Global Marketing?
So
Apple?
The reason why Drew's not here is because he went to go do the interview, and he got turned down because
he came back, though, and he's crying. Sorry, man, stop.
What's that?
Stop crying, man.
Oh, I should be the Senior VP? No, you – me? Wait. You think I'm a better Tim? Well, thank you.
No. What?
Thank you.
He can't be president. He has too much.
What's
his
that? You want me to take over the whole Talos of Network? I mean, who am I to say? What? Okay, let's approach this whole. We're gonna revisit the what they're gonna keep around.
Yeah,
because this is interesting.
So
has been iMac. 27-inch has been just updated. So that's going to stick around until they do the ARM, I would assume.
Assuming.
So iMac's taken care of. They didn't touch the 21-inch, which tells me it's possible that might be the one of the first ones that gets the ARM update, maybe.
Could see
so
that.
iMac, we kind of have an idea with the iMac. Apple Watch, they're going to discontinue. I'm trying to save iPhone for last because I'm trying to think of that one. But Apple Watch.
Okay.
So we get Series 6, whatever that
means. SE.
I don't.
So the Series 3, Apple loves that $199 starting price.
I know.
They market the heck out of that. And that's such a good price to market it at because $199 for a smartwatch, that's so reasonable. And so they're definitely going to be refreshing some kind of. They have to. Like, from a business perspective, they need to have a better, cheaper one. So I think Apple Watch SE.
Yeah.
Apple Watch Series.
Strictly for. So you don't think they can bring the most current Apple Watch to a cheaper price point?
No.
Okay.
I mean, maybe.
I agree.
Maybe at this point it's getting more expensive to keep the old production lines for the Series 3 type cases.
They got so good. They got so good. Like, the problem for me is that, like, I agree. I don't think they can, but they got so good with these watches. I think it accelerated
so fast.
Quicker. I think they thought the competition was going to catch up quicker or that Fitbit was going to do something, and they're like, oh. Okay. It's like, ready? And they sprint. And then Apple goes, oh, wait.
Wait, they didn't start the race. Oh, they just took a nap. Okay.
And then they're doing their thing.
Yeah.
I think they got too good.
Yeah.
Oh, what a problem to have. But they did, right?
Yeah.
The same reason why AirPods hasn't really been updated as much as it maybe could have. They don't feel the need. It has to be a 1 year refresh cycle.
Okay.
So they got too good. I always loved, up until within the last year or two, that they only had one Apple Watch, and that was the one.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to buy a used
one, new one or
one new one, and then I get why you keep the older display around, but I think that should just go away completely.
I wouldn't be mad if they just bought that
Series
3,
gone, dies with the iPhone 6 design.
Okay.
Gone.
Yeah.
Series 4, the one that we have, that's the cheap $199.
You mean I totally upgraded to the Series 5 this year?
You would never keep the gold.
No,
ever
I would
again.
Not.
Are you going to do aluminum? I saw what I did there. Aluminum?
No,
aluminum.
I'm not doing the aluminum ever. I'm stainless all the way, folks. Like,
yeah.
So beautiful.
I like the brushed finish. Well, it's not brushed.
It looks nice on you because you're all about matte, and for some reason I'm
like
all about gloss. This literally is his car. That's like, if you're wondering what, if you see a matte green car on the road and you're wondering if it's Randy's, just buy one of these bands and compare it.
Yeah, and I guess maybe more stuff, but I also planned on. I'm very hands on at work with gear.
So what do you think about the Apple Watch Edition or the higher level ones? I think we're pretty much guaranteed a stainless steel watch. But
always. Stainless steel.
Are we going to get, like, another titanium? Are they going to keep titanium around? Are they going to bring back, like, ceramic? Gold or ceramic? I don't know. Because, like, that, in my mind, it was always Johnny's passion project was the Apple Watch Edition. He was like, I want to play with gold. Like, that, the whole reason why this watch exists. The whole reason why this exists is because Johnny wanted to play with gold. And, like, they're like, oh, we can't do it on a huge phone and make it price effective because, you know, gosh, the Apple Watch Edition was already $1,700. Could you imagine an iPhone that? That would be millions.
Yeah. If titanium is as light as, like, the Apple Card, that thing you're about to apply for, do more with the titanium. That brushed titanium wasn't drastic enough.
Okay.
It just felt like dirty stainless steel. I saw it in person.
You saw it in person? I have yet to see it in
person. I saw it in person. I have somebody at work who also has it.
Hmm.
It looked like it was doing this coat for the sports. Like, or I still call it the sports.
Are you a boomer?
I'm just
boomer,
old school,
boomer,
man.
Boomer.
But it looked like what they're trying to do with the aluminum one and put that coat on top of a stainless steel. And it just looked like dirty stainless steel. I was not a fan of it. It looks like what people are expecting the worst case scenario to be for a Cybertruck. And I'm like, no. If you're going to do titanium the same way. Let me preface by saying I know why they're not going to do it the way I wanted to do it with the Apple Card, because it's going to chip. And then it's going to be ugly. Mm-hmm. And I get that. If you can make the titanium just not look – the marketing pictures looked better than what it did in person. Just make it look like the marketing picture.
Yep.
I think I can get behind it. Maybe. Maybe. I like the clean, pure white ceramic.
That is a beautiful watch.
I heard it was heavy as heck.
It's not as heavy as the stainless steel, but it's still heavy.
See, I've never had.
And I picked up your watch the other day because we were doing the pictures of all of our Apple Watches or all of our devices, and I picked up your watch and I was like, whoa.
Where's the rest of it?
Yeah, it's so light.
I've never done stainless steel. When yours for a second. I'm just like, ooh. Oh, I guess we're doing this. Are we doing this live?
We're doing it live, Bono.
Are we doing this? And
3, 2, 1.
It's live. Now you get to be stealth for a second. I'm watching the playback of what that's going to look like right now.
It looks pretty good.
I love white ceramic. I'd consider it. I mean, I'm sad that I missed out on it, but I'm glad. I just love the current. This is heavier. Oh.
Do I have a watch on? I don't even have a watch on.
I'm not going to lie. The bougie in me wants it.
The bougie in you? Are you calling me bougie? Randy.
I'm calling a version of you bougie.
Yeah. I think, honestly, I think it probably fits my proportions better.
I agree.
Because I'm a big dude in multiple directions, and that watch is a lot. Maybe I'm just used to it. I've literally only had stainless steel Apple Watches.
So
this is actually, besides like messing around with a friend's OG.
You chipped it.
I did chip it. Yeah, that thing's. Can't see it on camera. They would have never known, Randy.
I'm sorry. He loves gold.
I hate it. Actually, that was me with a steel wool. I was trying to get the gold off so bad.
I'm gonna wear it for a while.
Yeah,
I'm gonna wear
this
it for a while.
This is actually really light. I mean,
and this is it's noticeably heavy.
And it's noticeably light.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think I would want to do stainless steel, knowing what it is. If ceramic is lighter, I love the pure white ceramic.
Mm-hmm.
If titanium looked like how it did in the marketing pictures, I might lean towards that one even more.
Hmm.
I think I'm a sucker. If you give me the sapphire glass on what I call the sports, I'll still call it the sports edition. If you gave me that, that'd be the perfect one, because aluminum is aluminum. It's a watch. It's a watch. He's taking photos. But
I might end up
if
on
I'm
Twitter
a sucker, if I, I'm a sucker, if I had to choose between matte or gloss, I saw somebody in the comments say matte versus gloss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go matte all the way. But that fits my personality type. The gloss, however, one of the first things that you said on the podcast was that if you got stainless steel, the silver specifically stainless steel.
2018 Nick.
It adapts to your environment. And I like that. Much like chew tone or a piece of paper. You know? Good old piece of paper. White, pure, flawless. So
play the Dunder Mifflin intro.
Yes. It's getting too heavy.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a workout?
It's weird. It's just weird. It feels like there's so much weight. Okay. Enough teasing. And audience. Audience participation if you're live in the chat. iPhone lineup. What is going to stay? What's going to go? All right. We're done teasing about the watch.
All right.
You want to go first or me? You go first.
I will go first.
All right.
Well, are we talking about what we actually think or what we wish? Because I think the previous conversation was what we wish would happen.
If it's different, then we'll do both. I think what I'm going to say, I think is going to be what it's going to be. And that's what I also want. But for the audience as well, people in the chat, What do you think is going to stick around and what's going to go away come iPhone season? And we'll start with Mr. Answeeney.
Okay. So definitely starting off, we're going to get the Pro Series iPhone. And
I'm sorry, specify, is this your wish list or what is actually going to happen?
Yeah, so let's do what actually happens and then Nick's minimal 2x2 square wish list here.
The quadrant. The famous quadrant.
Famous quadrants. Okay, right. So I really... I'm still distraught on which phone I'll be getting this September. I love the big ones, but I also have an iPhone 10, and that's 5.8 inches, and it's really nice size. Like it's
perfectly in your hand.
Well, like I can already do the corner thing with this guy, but the little one I can like very easily do the corner thing.
I have to really get up here.
But
I struggle.
But the small one is appealing just because I've never had a phone that's that compact. What is it supposed to be? 6.2 inches or 4 inches or
which
something?
Which one?
The new this one. It's supposed to have a slightly larger screen, right?
6.1?
6.1? Yeah, think. Something like that. I don't know. So we got the small pro, the big pro. I'm debating which one of those two I'll get. It'll probably come down to something stupid like battery life or some stupid camera feature that they shove in the big one. Then we'll have the cheap 11 and then the expensive 11 and then the SE. Those will be the phones for this year. And I think that's pretty well... cooperated with all the leaks, but this is what minimalist Nick wants in his four quadrant iPhone release for the entire year. In on the top it goes size, and then on the up down the columns are size, rows are price points or prosumer consumer.
Okay.
So on the
I wish this was more interactive where I could have a whiteboard.
I know, right?
Next one we'll do it for next week's live stream.
You know what? Can I move my iPad? It's going to wreck the whole lineup that we got here.
I would recommend not doing it just because it's...
Okay.
Anyway, just picture a T.
Okay.
Picture a T, all right?
This is an audio podcast.
It's an audio
podcast.
So
we gotta help
If anything, you can fix it in post.
Fix it in post, yeah.
We'll fix it in post.
Yeah, I don't do...
Right, even so me saying fix it in post, you're going to fix that in post. Just cut the whole thing.
People who all watch right. This live stream are going to be like, this
what?
Isn't the episode that aired.
Right. They're not going to come back and watch. Guys, come back and watch us again. Just
watch time, please, because these aren't monetized plays right now. These are unmonetized plays.
This is unmonetized.
It's well, the channel is monetized, but live streams aren't monetized, the best I can tell. At least our last live stream didn't make much money.
Maybe if we
but
ask
thank
for
you,
donations.
Thank you, people who donated, because that really made up for the, $20 worth of ad revenue we missed.
Appreciate
out
you.
Anyway, so Nick's minimalist quadrants. In the cheap and or the consumer small category, iPhone SE.
Top left.
That's bottom left.
Bottom left.
Yeah. Consumer, not prosumer.
Gotcha.
Consumer small,
okay.
iPhone SE. Exactly how it is now.
Picture square with a T in there, bottom left, SE.
Yes.
Okay, next.
All right, next one, moving just right of that.
Okay.
On the consumer level.
Same row.
On the same row.
Okay, bottom right.
In the larger column, that'll be the iPhone 12 or whatever.
iPhone 12.
The mainstream iPhone, the iPhone that most people are going to get.
Gotcha.
And then on the top, it's both of the pros.
Top left.
Top left for the pro small one will be the big brother of this, and then the on the right will be the big brother of the 11 Pro Max.
Okay.
So you got you can fit it all into four. I don't think they need five phones this year. But at this point the market is saturated and I understand why they have to do this. It's
here's what I think is going to happen.
Because it breaks the four symmetry.
So with the four that's coming out.
And these are for new phones, not the entire lineup though. Yeah.
So what I think is going to happen. This is really interesting. Because we don't really know what the price points are going to be.
I'm assuming $999, $1199, and then $799.
So what I think is going to happen, and it's also – it's maybe not my wish because I would obviously clean it up a bit. I think the 11 is going to stay. I think the 11 – not the 11 Pro.
Yeah.
The 11 Pro is going to be replaced with the LiDAR one that comes out, or maybe just the 12. The 11 Pro will then not be dubbed the 12. I think 11 – is going to stay.
Okay.
And I think the single lens 10R is going to go away because it's now replaced by the SE.
Yeah.
So I'm doing it in my head based off of camera lenses.
Okay.
Because it seems
that's
to be
most of their pitches.
So single lens SE, dual lens 11, triple lens 12.
Okay.
Quadruple whatever that with the LiDAR or whatever is going to be Pro.
Okay.
So
pro, small and large.
Well, Yeah, the pros are gonna be the pro regardless. The pros are gonna have the LiDAR sensor. The LiDAR sensor. You got four camera modules overall, even if one's just, you know, scanning the room. Mm-hmm. Then you step back one to three, and that's gonna be the new 12. Then you step back again to the 2, and that's going to be the iPhone 11, what we have right now. No, for once the dual lens is not going to be telephoto. It's going to be ultra wide.
Okay.
For once. And then the single lens, your all in one SE. SE on paper, according to Apple's website, trumps the XR.
Okay.
The thing about the SE, it's the last one with the Touch ID.
And honestly, I think that's going to be a big selling point. My extended family has some older iPhones. Actually, one of them is using Drew's old 6 Plus, and he recently cracked the screen, and I was very sad, but I love him very much. And so he can still use it, but it's kind of, you know, spider glass. And we're looking at new phones this week, and he didn't want to get a notch one because he's older and doesn't want to learn a new system, which I totally get. It's scary to get a non-button-based phone.
Button-based.
But I think they're keeping that SE for a while, because if there wasn't a used market, we're looking at an 8 Plus now, but if there wasn't a used market, I think the SE would be where a lot of people of that kind of mindset would end up.
I feel like I know people. A lot of people.
I know lots of people. Frankly, folks, these people.
Quite frankly, Nicholas, okay, excuse me. Quite frankly, okay, I know people. I know all the people. Lots of people. More people than you, quite frankly, okay? Everyone else, if they say you know more people, you're fat. I don't care if you got more followers than me, okay, Nick? Quite frankly, I know more of those people. Some of them, not so nice. Other ones, they're okay. And these people, okay, excuse me. They want Touch ID because, quite frankly,
well, I don't think you're very right about that, because Touch ID, the button is so much better, Tim. Like, the button is so much better than the notch.
Tim Apple, Tim whatever, iPhone with the Touch ID. Do you think they're keeping around one with a Touch ID intentionally?
For Donald Trump?
Not for Trump. No. Because they'll implement in-display fingerprint reader.
I've been wearing my mask more often. Because I'm now leaving the house. And
where I was going with this!
I have been realizing that Face ID does not work well with the masks. It makes me very sad every time I have to punch in my passcode. Or at the grocery store, just very quickly. And not breathe in and out.
This is me. I go.
Uh-huh.
Nothing. And I'm trying to Apple Pay because it's touchless. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh,
Apple
germs.
Watch.
We need Touch ID back.
Honestly,
it's not COVID-proof. Face ID is not COVID-proof.
It is not COVID-proof, which is kind of sad, because I was really loving Face ID. It was so convenient and so easy, but now we are all wearing masks, and now our phones can't see us.
Quite frankly, I think the president, he might always talk about a Touch ID. The thing about Touch ID, give us both.
At this point, they're running out of things to give us, and pretty soon they're going to have to give us both.
If you're
going to
saturate the phone market with a possible 5G and some and the pros and the 12,
you're supposed to have 5G,
and
huh?
they're going to have 5G. Thanks, Qualcomm.
Such a waste of marketing.
So if you're going to saturate the phone line anyway, because I think realistically, I think the 11s are going to go away, and I think the 10R might stick around.
Wow, for a 2018 phone. Making it into 2021, for sale, brand new. That's 3 years old. Wow, I don't agree with that.
But the chip.
Was it the A10, 12? I've lost count. What are we on? This is A12.
We're going.
So is A12.
A12.
No.
This is A12.
Yes.
Yeah. 12.
And mine's an A12Z, folks.
If
you can tell,
I'm judging
because
the phone.
I have the right iPad and. It's the Z one, and it's so much faster with the extra core. It's just beautiful.
Okay, fixed it again. All right. So I'm judging it on the chip, and now the A12 is cheaper.
Okay.
Whatever it houses is irrelevant, right? I could see that sticking around, and that could be the. I think 10R should have been the SE, in my opinion.
Okay.
In my opinion. It's LCD.
I would have appreciated that, but it's consistent. At the same time, Touch ID
has
to be an option, and it's so sad that like that has to be a thing. And like I'm pretty sure if they're not going to do Touch ID this year, which I don't think they will, I wouldn't be surprised if they did a less secure version of Face ID that would work with a mask on that only looks at your like kind of upper eyes because, you know, most people's masks show a good amount of the bags underneath the eyes. And then forehead, too. So I think that they could make it work.
It makes me sure that secure, when I bring the mask, they need to the Face ID sensor needs to see my nose.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
The moment I go out here, it's like, okay.
Hey, I know you.
I know that big Jew nose. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Ouch.
I got a cute nose. It's time one. But I know that nose. All right. Boom. But I don't know.
Fact. The iPhone is obsessed with your nose.
So let me tell you my quadrant.
Okay, your quadrants.
Okay, we'll go from I'll do the same thing. Cheap, lower end, and then build up. So same thing with the quadrant: consumer, pro,
small or large.
Consumer, pro, small, large. Okay, in the bottom left, not an iPhone SE. Bottom left can have the iPhone 11.
Really?
Because so I want 10R to replace the SE
as the new device or as
the consumer smaller one.
Okay.
In the bottom left, iPhone 11.
Okay.
Bottom right, the bigger one.
The 12.
iPhone
Max.
11 Pro. By my quadrant, remember, this is the only Pro, the bigger one. Okay.
Okay.
So 11 Pro is. Again, the naming's wrong. I don't agree with the naming. That's why. But my quadrant, bottom left, iPhone 11. Bottom right, iPhone 11 Pro Max.
Okay.
Okay? The 11 is not even – it's LCD, isn't it?
What would the price point be on the consumer? Would they still drop it by $1,000?
Yeah, they'll drop it. Because then in the Pro, what you have on top is the iPhone 12. But the iPhone 12 is going to be – iPhone 12, not iPhone 12 Pro, iPhone 12. Okay?
Okay.
Because that one is getting a spec bump in size.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's still the smaller one.
Yeah, yeah.
iPhone 11 on the smaller end, iPhone 12, just regular 12.
And that's going to be the 6.4 inch.
And then on the right side, the iPhone 12 Pro Max 5G, blah, blah, blah. The top right is the one that's going to cost you $1,400, $1,500. But it's going to last you 5 years.
I sure hope I don't get suckered. It's not going to last me 5 years.
Wait, not the way you handle your phones, but
physically, it's fine.
If we get iPad Pro design on it.
Okay. One thing about the actual iPad Pros that people bought, unlike you, the aluminum. Just remember with the iPhone 7, the aluminum was out of one big sheet, and they milled the camera bump out of the aluminum, so the seam between the glass and the aluminum happens after, and I think it's the same with those, right? Yeah. But it's so much bigger here and so much more pronounced. It looks gorgeous. And it's the exact same thing they did here, but just with a different piece of material, which is interesting. And I would love to see any kind of square design or iPad-like design where it's like there isn't this little seam here. They just make it just a glass slab. Just insert the electronics into the glass slab. That would be great. Thanks, folks.
There you go.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim. All right, here, I'm just readjusting again right there. Where are we at right now? We're about to hit the hour.
Only dropped 0.2% of our frames.
We only dropped
0.2. Good job.
Thanks, Randy. And I'm on Wi-Fi, too. My goodness.
Yeah, we're all on the Wi-Fi.
So I say we take the next 15 minutes, and let's talk to you guys.
Joe's not here.
What is
he going to do? Oh.
What? Drew? What? I just want to talk to the aunt.
They never get to talk to me.
This is live stream.
Just because you do Twitch streams every week doesn't
mean
that
not your marriage finger. Put that finger down. Drusiv. Okay. Can I host?
Just let us do this. You said, I'm going to stay out of this.
Let me tell you something. I'll get something done. All right. Drew said he's cool with it.
Finally.
So let's take the next 15 minutes or so. We'll go to and we'll talk to you guys now.
OK.
Okay. So it's a live stream. And I get, unfortunately, I'm having fun doing this.
Yeah.
I'm having a lot of fun in person podcasting, but I know this is going to come to an end. So we want to savor these special moments. And if you guys can find the time to be with us, we're going to find the time to communicate with you in live time. And whatever I say and he says collectively, if we agree, then we're going to say Drew agrees. It's fair.
Yeah.
What's that? You guys want us to take over the network? I'm just kidding. I'm tired of that joke.
All right. No.
So, first thing I saw, something up here with price point. Do you guys think Apple was planning to release a much more interesting, innovative iPhone 12 lineup this year, but had to alter several things and save them for 2021 due to the supply chain issues? No. My answer, who said that? Ricardo, no. I don't think so because these rumors, these leaky rumors, quite frankly, have been around since pre-COVID.
That is true.
That's it's China's fault, not ours.
China. Foxconn. China. It's China. The rumors have been around since pre-COVID, so I don't think that's why.
I think maybe they're going to limit storage capacities and color options at launch. I could totally see them doing that, and it would be a little sad as a huge fan of silver if they did anything but silver. And black, which I think would be the two obvious options. But if anything, I think the design has been locked in since like this time last year. But the colors can be swapped out fairly easily, you know, post COVID, and that'll just help them with the production.
Not a single super chat. I told you, Drew's right there. Okay,
not a single super chat.
He's cool with it. Did you tell him?
Oh yeah, I'm cool with it.
Like that scene from Toy Story when Woody's trying to convince everyone that Bubs is there.
Buzz, will you give me a hand? I'm serious, Buzz.
Hey, here's my hand.
Oh my goodness, I was joking.
Oh, did someone super chat? Oh my god.
I was joking.
Whoa.
Jeremy, let's spend time every week watching the podcast. Congrats on the 100 episodes and thank you for doing such great lives. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Completely unnecessary, guys.
It was a joke.
But thank you.
But since Drew's not here, we are getting 50-50.
No, we're not. We split everything.
I know.
We split everything between the three of us. We split everything 50-50. The math on that.
You're about to say something about Scott.
Yeah, so Scott asked a really good question that I actually think is fairly relevant here. Do I use the cameras on the back of this iPad Pro?
Ooh.
Let me tell you guys, I've used it twice. The wide-angle camera on the back of my iPad Pro, I've literally used it twice. Where's the camera app? There it is. Literally only used this thing twice. Where's the button? There it is. So now I've used it a third time. This is the third time I've used the wide camera.
Those are nice little sets you got right there.
I know. Whose backdrop is that?
I don't know. I like it.
I like it. We should keep this up. But yeah, I've only used it. That's.
He said he was trying to be sarcastic and ask you a question he already knew the answer to.
I know.
Drat.
Exactly.
Okay, October event? Question mark?
Mm.
KF Garnet? Yes. Wait, yes, because it's getting pushed, right? The
October event?
Yeah.
I think they're going to combine everything into the one big September event.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I think – I didn't watch it. I didn't actually watch this Talos of Tech video that's supposed
to – We never watch your videos, Drew.
So I, Drew,
what do you
I
mean
saw,
you
saw,
need the
– I saw the poll, okay?
What do you need the watch time for?
I saw the poll, and the poll says that there's only going to be one event this year, and I agree with that. I voted, and I said one poll. I think the October event is going to be the September event, but I think it's going to be all in one. One.
Do that sound effect again?
Are you listening to the playback?
No.
Oh, I was like,
well, yeah, it's delayed though. Like,
yeah, but I mean, let me know how that sounds when it comes through, because that's just going. That's right, Drew. We're out here listening to.
We are getting breaking news from the live stream field, and it looks like Randy's out of things to say.
Okay. Which iPhone are you most excited for in the fall? Asks Michael.
Hey, Michael. How are you? Also, follow the Talos of Discord or something. Michael asked me to shout that out.
Oh, is that in our description?
I don't think so, no. But Michael can post it in the chat. They're like 50 people away from something or other. But anyway.
Cool. Discord. Michael. If you don't want to talk to us regularly and you want to talk to Drew more regularly, I can confirm he's more active.
True?
Huh?
Oh, you actually do use the Discord.
What?
That's not a bot of you?
I thought that was a bot.
Me too. Oh.
Oh, okay. Well,
hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see Talos of Tech and talk with it, not see, but talk to him.
Well, sometimes
personally.
You can see. I see the deep fakes going on in there.
That was so creepy. Someone made a deep fake of me this morning, and I woke up and I was like, blurry eyed, you know, just woke up, crusties on my eyeballs, and I'm like, and I'm watching my.
So the first thing you do is go
singing.
Into the Talos of Discord.
It's
what
first thing
a
I do
plug.
Every morning.
So, but Michael asks, which iPhone are we most excited for? I'm going to say, personally, I'm excited for the smallest, the 5.4 iPhone 12. Yeah, 12, just 12. I'm excited for that one.
Okay.
Unless the LiDAR sensor gives us bokeh video.
Bokeh video would be the one reason why I'd get whatever.
Whatever phone gets bokeh video first, for the next 12 months, that's my life. Because you guys see the drone footages and stuff like that that Nick has been filming, and we're probably going to go do some more in a little bit, maybe.
If the sun doesn't set.
We'll hurry. Yeah, we got to hurry.
We got to
My point is that like we really focus on mobile photography and videography more than anything. And the one thing that like the iPhone's already winning in videography. The only thing you can make it better? Bokeh. And then it's really cinematic. So I would say, in my opinion, okay, I think I just spit into my – but in my opinion, that'd be the change. Otherwise, iPhone 12 because
okay.
I want a smaller – I want the thing closest to iPhone 5 or 4 I can get.
I'm most excited for the small iPhone 11 or 12 Pro. That's the phone – I'm for sure getting one of the Pros. I'm likely going to get the Max. But if the smaller Pro can say, hey, spec for spec, I have everything, but like maybe one compromise and something like battery or something very minor, spec for spec, if they can make those two the same, I would very strongly consider the smaller one. So that's probably the one that I'm most excited about seeing what they have to offer.
So why are you tired of the bigger phone?
No, bigger footprint? I don't have it right here, but I have the smaller iPhone 10, which actually they're the same size, right? So I can just use these for comparison. Like, the iPhone 10 is such a much palmable. Like, this is great for content.
I'm watching playback, so I can see what you're
doing. Yeah, I can see it, too.
Yeah.
I just realized.
Because I can't see what you're doing, but anyway, go ahead.
So, right, they're different sizes. Everyone's seen this comparison. But this is great for media playback. And back before I was employed, the current job, I had this free time in my hands. And so I would sit there watching YouTube videos. I'd sit there watching YouTube videos all day. And that was my life. And most of that was done on the phone, so I appreciated the larger display. But now, my current lifestyle, I don't got time to watch crap. I literally watched the first movie I've seen in a long time last night, and it was like, I have a minute to enjoy a movie while I'm packing. But anyway, this phone is the perfect size for portability, and like it fits in my pocket nice. Like it feels very nice as I flip Randy's phone around, and he's not even watching. Look at this. Whoops. All right. Anyway.
I don't care.
I know you don't.
We're on the back end of the cycle that I'm going to get a new phone.
We're in August. It's like, yeah.
We're in August.
Who cares?
Anybody want matte midnight green?
Okay. Yeah, this only costs as much as the new iPhones cost. You can buy Nick and Sweeney's very
Michael says that there's a chance that the Max will have exclusive camera features. And if that's true.
Then, oh, yeah.
Then I'm going to the Max.
Obviously.
But
they have to be
spec
for
the size, I'm more focused on the size of the storage this time. Because of our workflow.
What are you going to be getting? 256 or 512 or a terabyte?
I will probably do 512.
Did I share on the show my thoughts on having a terabyte device? Do you recall?
Yes.
Okay. So the Files app not working. I know I told you and Drew privately, but I can't remember if that was on the show or not.
I feel like that was show worthy.
Okay.
I think we did that right before we did the show.
Well, let's give it a 30-second summary, not to belabor
sure,
the topic.
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
But I have a terabyte iPad Pro for our whole production setup, and iOS limits the size that the Files app can have downloaded on the device at about 200 gigabytes. Oh, it's like some percentage of the storage capacity. And so in order to airdrop things after it fills up that 200 gigabytes, I literally have to delete the app and sign out of the iCloud, click off the little toggle, and sign back in, wait for it all to download, because you can't control what's stored locally or not. So I really wish that Apple would give you that kind of granular control. Because if that were the case, I would feel much more comfortable about a smaller phone. But right now, I'm
saying, yeah,
definitely looking at 512
or something. We discussed
it,
and you had to reset everything.
Thank you, everybody. So, appreciate that.
Ricardo, No. Oh, man, you guys are – of course, naturally, we've got 5 minutes left, and now questions are coming through. What do you think about the leak saying that magnets would be in the iPhone 12? Special Apple MagSafe-like wireless chargers?
I'm pretty stoked for that. Right now, for my car, I don't have a Tesla. I have this cool little mount that has a little Qi charger in it, and it has like these little.
Is it really a car if it's not a Tesla?
It's not really a car. But you
might as well be a horse.
You stick the phone in, and it like grabs onto the side.
Yeah, I saw you do that.
And it's pretty handy because it's Qi charging, and I don't have to fiddle around with it. And I just. And if they had just like this little metal plate that you could just go, and it stick in and. Just take it off and then stick it in. That would be perfect. I'd love that. So I'm super excited about that leak. But we'll see if that's a thing. What about 5G, Randy?
What about it?
Is it going to have 5G?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be compatible.
They're all going to have 5G.
But the thing is, like, the carriers aren't really pushing 5G.
No, that's the weird thing. And I live somewhere where I'm never going to get 5G. Like, here, you have a small chance of getting 5G one day.
Yeah, but even then, it's like the LTE is more covered.
Yeah, and I'd rather have LTE, honestly. Yeah. I'd rather have lower power because 5G is power hungry.
You see, what I really want? I want a MacBook that does LTE.
Please!
That's all I want. You want to talk about I will never get an iMac if I get an iMac.
That's part of the reason why I love the iPad so much. Because this is literally.
You can work on the go.
And Randy can confirm, I hate Wi-Fi. We were sitting on the couch this afternoon, and he's like, oh, you're not
on
my
Wi-Fi. He called my Wi-Fi trash. I was like, how dare you? Get the heck out of my house. And I said it just like that, heck.
Yeah, just like that. All right.
What do you think about the possible port antenna new fingerprint sensor that some mock-up models of the 12 lineup had below the volume button? I think Drew said he might think that might be 5G. I don't know what that is. I don't think it's Touch ID. But it might. I don't know. I think it's going to bring back Touch ID. I think it's going to be in display.
I would think that's – it would have to be in display. There's so no way they're adding a button that you have to touch.
Maybe it is 5G, but
– I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if I actually believe that render to start off with, if I'm being quite frank. And go ahead.
Any last big ones? Because I have one that'll perfectly close out the show.
Do it.
To Juan here, who's saying it's the first time that you've joined in a live podcast. This is true. This show is almost over, but you can join us in just a few minutes for the Talos of Eevee podcast, which will be going live in
as soon as
probably 4 or 5 minutes after this ends. So.
This setup that you see, like the blue on my iMac and his arm, and all, this setup, Nick frustrates me because he was so picky about it. It has to be perfect. It has to be perfect. And I'm a bit OCD too.
It's not perfect. There are about 8 things I'm going to change before the next one goes live. But
no, because I want to do drone footage.
Oh, me too.
So
we do need to do.
I'm
that.
I'm prioritizing that. So that's actually, good. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going to happen is we're going to cut the stream. And for the 29 who are still left, you are more than welcome to come back for the evening. We just got to make the thumbnail real quick and do the titling, just so that way it's easier for us to get it up on the podcast streaming services and stuff like that.
He says us, but
again,
this guy,
he told me. He says I'm the face now. So what can I do?
Well, you're the one who wanted to take a break, Drew.
It's not my fault. Anyway, so hey, thank you for checking out and hanging out with us. This is definitely
and Drew will be back next week. All jokes aside, we're not kicking him off the show. We love you, Drew. I'm sorry you couldn't join us this week. Scheduling issues is why. But
this is a first. Each one has been a different first, with the exception
since
of last 98, week.
98, 90.
Like, first it was just you two, but with that's been quite frequent because I'm on travel a lot.
Yeah.
And then me and Drew, that was a first.
That was a
this
first.
I was not expecting.
I know.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't think you were still in California. So had I known, I would have, I don't know, maybe come. No, we needed the setup though.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is this. It's just a bunch of firsts. We're just having fun, guys. And I hope you're having fun with us. Once again.
I might not be here next week. I don't know.
You might not be here next week?
I'll be driving on Saturday.
No!
So I might call in.
Yeah, hi, guys.
No.
Don't do that. We need some normality.
We're
really pushing to get episodes out so we can meet. Do the FaceTime and have 100 episodes.
Yeah.
That was cool. But now, I mean, anyway. We might take a break.
I don't know. But we got monetized now. So thank you for that. And thank you for the super chat. I forget your name. Oh, who was that? I missed it. Oh, there it is. Mersey M. Thank you so much for the £5.
Yeah.
British pound sterling. It just sounds so much fun when you say the entire name. And I think Randy's going to switch us out to our outro.
I'm
going to
do the thing that Joey does. Any closing thoughts?
No, Randy. First, I want to say, Phil Schiller, we miss you.
I'm cutting the stream.
Goodbye, Drew. Enjoy being a Talosive fellow.
That's funny. All right, guys. It's been fun, and we'll catch you in the next one, technically with the stream coming up, and then we'll see you next week or whenever we come back. Okay, love you.
See you guys. Bye.
And cut. We're still streaming.
Oh, we're still streaming. I can't say all the bad words yet.
Not yet. And pick the audio! Ba-da-da.